This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, held a two-hour high-stakes virtual summit Tuesday, prompted primarily by Moscow's massing of troops along the Ukrainian border for a possible invasion. Ahead of the talks, the White House said Biden intended to warn Putin Russia would face tough economic sanctions if it invades the former Soviet state after it already annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014. Moscow had positioned 70,000 troops along Ukraine's eastern border, with U.S. officials suspecting an invasion is possible in early 2022. White House officials said the U.S. would exact a very real cost against the Kremlin if it launches the invasion. Putin, in turn, wants the U.S. to guarantee that the post-World War II NATO military alliance will never expand to include Ukraine, a demand the Americans and their 29 allies will not accept. In advance of the meeting, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Monday the U.S. consulted significantly with its allies and believe it has a path forward that would impose significant and severe harm on the Russian economy in the event of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Kremlin has denied planning an invasion and has said its troop posture is defensive. The Kremlin said it did not expect any breakthroughs from Tuesday's meeting, but urged all parties to keep a cool head. China has told the United States it will pay for its diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics because of the nation's human rights record. The White House Monday announced it would not send any government officials to the Games in February 2022 due to ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity in Xinjiang province and other human rights abuses. This prompted a stern response Tuesday from the Chinese Foreign Ministry, which said the U.S. will pay for its wrongdoings. The ministry accused the U.S. of hypocrisy and called Western allegations of a cultural genocide of Uyghur Muslims a fabricated lie. This is VOA News. Users of Amazon Web Services, or AWS, report the online giant suffered a major outage Tuesday. The company provides cloud computing services to individuals, universities, governments, and companies. People trying to use Instacart, Venmo, Kindle, Roku, and Disney are among those reporting issues. McDonald's reports its app is also down. While offering no information about what prompted the outage, Amazon said in an online post about an hour after it began that it had identified the root cause and was actively working towards recovery. Director of Internet Analysis Network Intelligence of the network intelligence firm Kentik, Doug Madori, told the Associated Press the outage began mid-morning on the U.S. East Coast. Madori said AWS is the biggest cloud provider and it is there and U.S. East 1 is their biggest data center, so any disruptions there has big impacts to many popular websites and other Internet services. Iraqi military officials say a motorbike rigged with explosives detonated near a major hospital, killing four people in the southern city of Basra Tuesday, the first such attack in that area in years. Police and hospital sources told the Reuters news agency that 20 people had been wounded in the attack in a predominantly Shiite Muslim city. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Basra Governor Assad al-Andani told reporters the attack looked like the work of Daesh, the local name for the Islamic State militant group. Bomb attacks in the Basra area have been rare. The last major one was in 2017, with the Islamic State claiming responsibility. The authorities have kept a tight grip on the area, where the bulk of the OPEC members' oil is produced and exported. The World Health Organization's Regional Director for Europe, Hans Klug, said Tuesday, children aged 5 to 14 have the highest rates of infection on the continent, highlighting the need to take measures protecting children a priority. During a virtual briefing from the agency's regional headquarters in Copenhagen Tuesday, Klug urged governments to make protecting children in schools a priority in any of the response strategies they use to avoid school closures and home learning. He said it's not unusual to see 2 to 3 times higher incidences of infection among young children than in the average population. He added that while cases and deaths have been more than doubled in the past 2 months, COVID-19 deaths have remained significantly below previous peaks, saying that while the situation has improved thanks to vaccinations. Klug suggests over half of all people in Europe and Central Asia are now fully vaccinated, and 43 out of 50 countries in the region are offering additional booster shots. As of Monday, he said there have been 430 cases of Omicron across the region, as scientists race to know more about the severeness and transmissibility of the new variant. He said the Delta variant remains the dominant variant in Europe.